When it speaks of the Lord coming, it is not one time but two times.
主第一次来。
When his first coming.
有一些百姓预备好了。
Some people were prepared.
约翰有以利亚的心志。
John had the spirit of Elijah.
他来是为着预备百姓来的。
He came to prepare the people.
弟兄姊妹，同样的。
Brothers and sisters, it's the same thing.
在主第二次回来以前。
Before the Lord returns,
迎接他的、等候他的当然是基督徒。
Of course, there are Christians who are waiting for and receiving his return.
但是很多基督徒太忙太忙了。
But many Christians say they are too busy.
他来不及呀。
They don't have the time.
他只能够把教会当作附带一点的东西。
They can just treat the church as a secondary thing.
他忙完了、累完了，然后就来到教会了。
They are busy all day and then they come to church.
所以难怪今天很多聚会地方是叫人娱乐的地方。
So no wonder many churches today are for people to have enjoyment.
你已经很忙了。
You're already busy.
你来到教会里面不应该放松一点吗？
So shouldn't you relax when you're in church?
不应该听一点好听的音乐吗？
Can't you listen to some nice music?
对年轻人来讲，不是应该有一些的乐器叫他能够兴奋一点吗？
Shouldn't there be some instruments that make you excited?
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们记得。
So brothers and sisters, let's remember.
在这个时候。我们要我在这个在所以很自然的你就晓得说今天大家太忙太忙。
So do you realize that today everyone is too busy?
大家都在世界里打滚。
Everyone is working in the world.
大家都向金钱看。
Everyone is looking towards finance.
大家还记不记得？
Do you remember?
这个尼布加尼撒王啊，他做了个梦。
Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
结果他忘记
And then he forgot it.
他忘记了还要人去解他的梦。
And though he forgot, he wanted people to explain his dream.
所以他是暴君啊。
So he was
tyrant.
So he was a tyrant.
这是没有疑问的。
There's no question.
那为什么他忘记了？
So why did he forget the dream?
他一定不喜欢这个梦。
He definitely didn't like it.
人只要不喜欢一个东西，他马上就忘记。
If you don't like something, you definitely forget it.
后来他果然但以理解这个梦。
And later on, Daniel explained the dream.
他看见了大人的像。
He saw a great statue.
他看见了金头。
He saw a head of gold.
他说，尼布加尼撒，你就是那个金头。
He said that Nebuchadnezzar, you are the head of gold.
那金头过了以后有银胸。
And after that, there is the bronze shoulder.
那指的波斯大帝。
The silver. And then that refers to Persia.
等一等，到了铜服。
And then the bronze belly.
那指着希腊大帝国。
That is the Greek Empire.
等一等，到了铁腿。
You get to the iron legs.
那指的罗马帝国来。
That's the Roman Empire.
啊，现在你才明白。
Now you understand.
他为什么不高兴
？Why didn't he like it?
他为什么要忘记
？Why did he want to forget it?
当但以理说你就是那个金头
，When Daniel said that you are the head of gold,
他当然很高兴。
Of course he's happy.
但是好景不长。
But it's not for he wasn't happy for long.
为什么
？Why?
没有多久以后，江山就要从金的颜色。要变成银的颜色。
Because not long after, the kingdom will be changed from gold to silver.
然后从银的颜色要变成铜的颜色。
And from silver, it turns to bronze.
从铜的颜色要变成铁的颜色。
And from bronze to iron.
他不高兴。
He's not happy.
为什么？他希望巴比伦从头到脚都是金。
He wished that Babylon would be gold from head to foot.
胸是金的，腹也是金，腿也是金的。
So that the breastplate, the belly, and the legs were all gold.
为什么？因为巴比伦要存到永远。
Why? So that Babylon can endure to eternity.
所以巴比伦就是世界来说。
So in terms of the world.
如果你注意它的，如果你注意它的表面。
If you look at the outside.
你注意到政治的版图，政治那块的版图。
If you look at
地理
，If you look at the political landscape，
你看见说有巴比伦、有波斯、有罗马，还有希腊。
You said that there is Babylon, there is Persia, there is Greece, and there is Rome.
但是过几天以后
，But after that，
尼布加尼撒王就做了个大的巨像。
Nebuchadnezzar made a huge image of gold，
从头到脚。全部是金的。
It was all gold from head to foot.
明白吗？而且许多人远远看见，就要拜那个像。
And people who could see it from afar would bow down to it.
这就是今天的马门主义，这就是今天的拜金主义。
This is mammon.
拜金主义，就是拜金。
And
敬拜
worshipping money.
Money. 所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
为什么大家向钱看呢？
Why do people look to money?
为什么大家忙碌巴比伦呢?
Why is everyone busy in Babylon?
因为表面上你看见的不一样。
Because on the surface, what you see is different.
是金银铜铁。
You see gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
其实。
But actually.
全部是金的。
It is all gold.
犹太人不拜偶像。
Isn't it true that the Jewish people don't worship idols?
但你能告诉我说哪一个犹太人他是不拜金的。
But can you tell me that the Jewish people don't love money?
他对不敬拜那个金。
They don't worship the gold.
所以现在看得很清楚。
So now you see it very clearly.
我们可以做基督徒。
We can be Christians.
我们也可以在世界里做基督徒。
We can also be Christians in the world.
许多年轻的前途就在这个世界。
Many young people have their future in this world.
现在问题在这里。神要呼召得胜者。
But now the problem is that the Lord is calling overcomers.
回到耶路撒冷。
To return to Jerusalem.
为什么回到耶路撒冷？
But why?
有不同的原因。
There are many different reasons.
有的人从小就在礼拜堂的环境底下长大。
Some have grown up in the church environment
since they were little. 有的人从小就过惯这个圣诞节的。
Some people have become used to Christmas.
他就是喜欢那个气氛。
They enjoy the festivities.
那有的人。
And some people,
他从小就是非常有宗教情操的。
They were very religious when they were young.
他常常读圣经。
They constantly read the Bible.
他常常做一个很好的基督徒。
They were always a good Christian.
在外面有很好的见证。
They had a good testimony outside.
这个可以算是整个基督教文化里面的一部分。
And this could be considered a part of the culture of Christianity.
他觉得如果今天在美国。
They felt that today in the U.S.
今天你真的你真的要做个好的公民的话。
If you want to be a good citizen.
如果你常常上礼拜堂。
If you constantly go to church.
或者在礼拜堂里面多有服事。
Or if you serve in the church.
那么这个就好像回到耶路撒冷一样。
Then it's like returning to Jerusalem.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神的恩召永远没有后悔。
God's blessing will not cause you to regret.
我们许多时候是不知不觉地回来。
Many times we don't realize that we come back.
主呼召的圣者。
God is calling overcomers.
你好不容易听见这句话。
You heard this word.
你对这句话一点的感觉都没有。
You have no feeling for this word.
你还是像以色列人一样。
You are like the Israelites.
有很多的理由叫你回到耶路撒冷。
There are many excuses for you to return to Jerusalem.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord.
但有一件事你知道。
You do know one thing.
回到耶路撒冷的人。
All those who return to Jerusalem,
那就是敬畏他们的人。
Those are those who fear the Lord.
他们不只是和在巴比伦的那些犹太人回以色列人共有生命册。
They not only have their names in the book of life like those in Babylon.
但是有一本纪念册是为着他们。
But they also have a book of remembrance for them.
神认得每一个他所呼召的得胜者。
God knows all the overcomers he has called.
但是不要忘记，为什么这些人神呼召他们呢？
But don't forget, why were these people called?
这就解释了马拉基书。
This explains Malachi.
为什么许多人要这样聚会呢？
Why do many people want to gather this way?
为什么别人都这样聚会，为什么就我们不一样？
So why does everyone gather that way? Why are we different?
也许你很简单说，因为我们要回到耶路撒冷。
Maybe you can say quite simply because we want to return.
我们要照着圣经的旨意。
We want to follow the Bible.
我们要回到圣经。
We want to return to the Bible.
但是弟兄们
，brothers and sisters，
今天当你再读马拉基书的时候
，when you read the book of Malachi，
你知道我们的主要回来的。
You know that our Lord is returning.
他回来的时候
，and when he comes back，
要忽然进入他的殿。
He will suddenly come into his temple.
教会成熟了吗？
Is the church mature?
他能忽然进入他的殿吗？
Can he suddenly enter his temple?
教会就是他的殿。
The church is his temple.
所以你看见说，渐渐要成为主的圣殿。
You see that gradually the temple will be built.
所以给我们看见说，在新约里面，教会 就是他的居所。
It shows us that in the New Testament, the church is where he dwells.
所以如果这样的话，
If that's true,
弟兄姊妹，表面上你来聚会，
On the surface, you are coming here to gather.
表面上这个聚会跟别的都不一样。
And on the surface, it seems like the gathering is different.
表面上你听见了得胜者的呼召。
And on the surface, you hear the call of the overcomer.
但是你有没有想到？
But have you ever considered?
你回来，你是不知不觉地走在神的旨意中。
That when you come back, you are walking on the will of God.
你回来，乃是迎接主回来而回来的。
You are coming back in order to receive the Lord's return.
因为主在回来以前。
Because before the Lord returns,
根据以弗所书，他要得着荣耀的教会。
According to Ephesians, he will receive a glorious church.
是圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Without spot, without wrinkle.
我要问弟兄姊妹，今天教会装饰整齐了吗？
I ask, today is the church prepared?
我们的主能不能忽然进入他的殿？
Can the Lord suddenly enter his temple?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？所以今天我们再次来读马拉基书的时候，
So today when we read the book of Malachi,
我们就更清楚了。
We must be clear.
我们知道说我们蒙召做主的得胜者。
We know that we have been called to be God's overcomers.
是为着迎接主回来。
In order to receive the Lord's return.
好，那如果这样的话，
If that's the case,
现在你看见吗？以色列人的功课就变成我们的功课。
You see that the lessons that Israel learned become the lessons that we learn.
以色列人在马拉基所得的教训，就是我们在马拉基书所得的教训。
The teaching that the Israelites received in Malachi is what we received.
对他们是主耶稣第一次来。
For them, it's the Lord's first coming.
对我们是主耶稣第二次来。
For us, it's the Lord's second coming.
对他们来说，离开了巴比伦。
For them, it's leaving Babylon.
对我们来说，我们把世界远远地丢在背后。
For us, it's leaving the world behind us.
带着全家丢在背后。
To bring the whole family and leave it behind.
许多人说我年纪老了，我可以不爱世界。
Many people say that they can choose to not love.
但是我的儿子，我的女儿最好把它放在世界里。
But I must put my children in the world.
让他们得着这个世界。
That they can gain the world.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
But this is.
如果你回来的话，
If you return,
我劝你全家都从巴比伦回来。
I urge you that you take your entire family from Babylon.
弟兄姊妹。如果你真的回来了，
Lord, if you truly return,
你不知不觉的是行走在神的旨意中。
You don't realize that you are walking in the will of God.
年轻人喜欢问你几个问题。
Young people like to ask many questions.
为什么我们这样聚会啊？
Why do we gather this way?
我们聚会为什么不像别人那样的，好像热闹啊？
Why don't we gather the way other people do with all their families?
那当然，年长弟兄就会解释了。
And then the elderly people.
我们是回到圣经。
We are returning to the Bible.
我们要遵行神的旨意。
We have to follow the will of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
是马拉基书告诉我们说，
Malachi tells us,
这些人回来，
These people came back.
也许有很多很多的理由，
Perhaps they had many reasons.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
最终的理由乃是等候主回来。
The key reason is to wait for the Lord.
是为着主回来在那里铺路的。
To prepare a way for the Lord.
所以我想这是非常非常重要的事。
I believe this is a very important matter.
但是在我们结束以前，
But before we end,
我们要丢出一个问题。
We have to present a question.
我们明天晚上我们再回答。
We will answer it tomorrow night.
不要忘记，这些写信给马拉基的这些人是回到耶路撒冷的人。
Remember that these people.That Malachi addresses have returned to Jerusalem.
按理来讲，他们是剩下的百姓。
So they're supposed to be the remnant.
他们不知不觉的是迎接主第一次来的。
They didn't realize that they were preparing the way to receive the Lord's first coming.
如果这样的话，
If that's true,
为什么当几个博士来到耶路撒冷？
Why is it that when the wise men came to Jerusalem?
希律问说，基督当降生在何处？
When Herod asked, where would the Messiah be born?
那些文士都读圣经的人。
The scribes read the Bible.
都是圣经学者。
They're all Bible scholars.
用今天话来说，都是神学院毕业的。
In today's words, they graduated from seminary.
他们完全懂得道理。
They understand the Bible.
他们不爱世界。
They didn't love the world. They aren't in
Babylon.
They came back to Jerusalem. And they are reading the Bible
every day.
If you ask them, where would the Lord be born?